Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Bruce Springsteen is now coming to the No Kings rally on Saturday at the state capitol. Women's March Minnesota says Springsteen will perform his song Streets of Minneapolis during the program. Springsteen and the E Street Band are kicking off their tour March 31st at Target Center. A bill headed to the governor's desk requires drivers to stop when seeing red lights flashing on a school bus, regardless of whether the stop arm is extended. Republican Representative Keith Allen of Kenyon.
It is about clarity, it's about prevention, and it's about reinforcing the simple rule that every Minnesotan understands. When red lights are flashing on a school bus, you must stop.
Representative Athena Hollins of St. Paul talked about her 7-year-old son.
There has been at least 2 times this year when he was almost hit by a speeding car because the arm on the school bus that he rides doesn't extend all the way. And part of the reason it doesn't extend all the way is because it's been hit by cars previously.
The bill passed the House 133-0 after clearing the Senate on a 67-0 vote. 2 bills aimed at preventing gun violence in Minnesota get another look today in a House committee. The first would prohibit manufacturing and possession of ghost guns. The second would reenact the state's ban on binary triggers and enhance penalties for straw purchases of firearms. We are entering the cold water season as ice conditions continue to weaken in Minnesota. Lisa Dugan is with the DNR.
An unexpected fall into cold water at this time of year can cause cold shock response. So what that means is if you fall into the water unexpectedly, your body automatically gasps. So by wearing a life jacket, you're ensuring that your head stays above the water, and it's the one piece of safety equipment that can save your life.
Many lakes, especially in southern Minnesota, are already ice-free. The latest survey shows the state's moose population is just over 4,400 animals and remains relatively stable. The Minnesota DNR's Seth Gorham says the estimate is up slightly from 2025.
That is a positive. So especially after with this population where we saw a steep decline from about 2009 to 2013, we seem to have really leveled off. And so that is a good sign. We, of course, would like to see that number start to tick back up.
He says a new study is looking at the survival rates of juvenile moose. And the University of Minnesota women's basketball team will play top seed UCLA in the Sweet 16 Friday night in Sacramento. The 33-1 Bruins beat Oklahoma State 87-68 last night in the second round of the NCAA tournament. UCLA topped the Golden Gophers 76-58 at Williams Arena in January. This is Minnesota's first Sweet 16 since 2005. This is MNN.